Welcome to the DVDs, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I am your host and coach, Danya Powers, and today we are going to talk about how to eat right, which is such an exciting topic, right? But are you one of those ladies that does the eating as little as possible, and you're doing all the right things and still not losing weight, or even worse, you are doing all the right things and you're gaining fat, especially around the belly, despite all of the hard work? If that is you, this episode is going to be a really big game changer for you. So to make sure you tune in, grab a pen and pencil, and we're going to write some stuff down together. We're going to cover about the truth about the 1,200 calorie myths. We're going to make sure that we understand why eating too little slows down weight loss instead of speeding it up. And we are going to make sure that we understand how muscle loss destroys our metabolism and how to stop that. We also are going to talk about what to do instead if you actually want to burn fat and lose weight for good so that you've got a solution. So grab your water, get comfy. Let's dive in. So let's talk about the 1,200 calorie myth. I feel like that's the number that doctors throw out at you regardless of what's happening in your world. There's no real reason behind it. It's just what they know. Doctors have a lot of training. They've got 9 years of training. And within that training, unless they specifically cover nutrition, they have about 1 month of training in all of those years of training. Now, listen, if my arm is broken, the first thing I want to do is have a doctor fix it. I'm not going to walk up to the next guy in the corner and be like, hey, can you reset my arm? Right? That's not going to work. But if you are talking about nutrition, you need to actually understand where it's coming from. Doctors don't even know that because they haven't been trained. So you can't fault them. Hey, take this shot and eat 1,200 calories, because that's all they know. They know what's on that little piece of paper that they can do in the office. So reality check, 1,200 calories is the amount that a toddler needs. Not a grown man, not a grown woman. Your body needs energy. It needs calories just to function. This includes breathing. Hey, we all need to breathe, right? This includes your heart beating. We want our hearts to beat. That's a good thing. You having a not heartbeat is you dying, you being unalived, right? You need to be able to digest food. You have to have calories in order to have the energy to digest food. Did you know that? If you don't have enough calories, your body can't even digest food properly. It also requires calories to move. And so if you cut calories too much and you cut them too low, you are going to cause your body to go straight into survival mode. And that causes everything to panic and to slow down. And that part is really what I run into most of the time when a woman comes to me and she's like, I am just putting on weight, especially around my belly. What are you eating? Well, I skip breakfast. I skip lunch. I start eating about 1 o'clock because that's what I was told to do. And then at about 1 o'clock, I will get tuna and a packet of rice. And then for dinner, I'll have something really sensible like fish and broccoli. And that's really, I try to stay really clean. I'm eating really good. And they kind of want that verification of you're doing so great. But reality is, if you can just kind of imagine that your body is like your phone on low power mode, when you shift it to low power mode, because it's we've got to preserve your battery, right? Your phone is dropping down to 5%, 1%. It starts shutting down all of these functions to conserve that energy. So your phone will not allow certain notifications to come through. It won't allow your basic app function to happen because it has to preserve energy in order to keep that battery alive. That's what happens to your body when it eats too little, when you are just basically starving yourself. The signs that you're not eating enough are pretty basic, but if you're constantly tired, you're probably not eating enough. I would say that that's probably the first thing I would look at. If you're craving sugar, when somebody tells me I crave sugar at night, it's because your body knows how to make you do that because you haven't eaten all day. So you're not eating enough. If you have brain fog, you can't function, you can't put two words together, you can't seem to get from one step to the next without sitting there and going, that is a sign that you're not getting enough nutrition. If you have really extreme mood swings, up and down, right? Sometimes it feels like little strings being tugged on my world. So if you have those extreme mood swings, that's a mood swings. God bless America. If you have that, then you know that that means that you're not getting enough food. So just kind of pay attention to that. Be like, ooh, I should not have snapped my husband's head off. Here it is back. Let me go put some food in me. In fact, my husband knows to go, let me get you food. As soon as I have a mood swing. The other thing is, if your weight loss ever stalls, more than likely you need a calorie increase, not a decrease. You also have a sign of circulation being a problem. So if you're cold all the time, if you're hot all the time, one of those two things is going to show you that you're probably not getting enough food. If you're having trouble sleeping, that is a sign that you're not getting enough food. If any of that sounds familiar, and that was a lot, right? keep listening because we're going to talk about why you can, why, sorry, we're going to talk about how we're going to talk about, what are we talking about? Because now we're going to talk about why starving yourself could actually lead to weight gain and not weight loss. All right. So here's the truth no one told you. Here is the truth. Sorry. Yes, that's where I want to go. Here's the truth no one tells you. Eating too little doesn't just stall weight loss. It actually makes you more likely to store fat. So it's not just a stall. It's not just a pause. It's actually going to put you into fat storage. Your body is not a math equation. And so if you just are putting math to the bod, it's not going to work. So running your body like that 1% phone battery is just never going to be something that will take weight off, okay? So if your phone is fully charged, let's go back to that analogy. It's properly charged all the way full. You've got enough food, right? It's running smoothly. The app's open fast. The screen is bright. It hasn't dimmed on you. All the things working the way that they should. It's a good day. It's the same thing as you having enough fuel in your system. But when it drops down to that 1%, I don't know what happens on your phone, but my phone starts doing this. You know, you tap the screen, nothing happens. You tap the screen, am I the only person that that's happened to? So it freaks out. It goes into that low power mode. And then you have it dim. Apps start crashing. You start having to turn things off. Notifications get stopped and delayed. It does everything it can, right, to conserve that energy. Your body's doing the same thing. It has that same fight. It's starting to shut everything down so that it can keep you alive. Because the whole purpose of the battery, the low battery mode, is let's keep this phone alive, right? It's just basically now it's fighting for the survival of that phone. Your body does exactly the same thing. It slows everything down. It's going to slow down your metabolism. It's going to hold onto fat. It's going to cut out non-essential functions like energy levels. Why would you need that? It needs to keep you alive. A good mood. It doesn't need you to have a good mood. It needs to keep you alive. Proper digestion. It doesn't need proper digestion. It needs you to keep you alive. That's what it needs to happen. So does it make sense as to why the 1200 calorie day diet does not work for you? So when your body needs, when you starve your body, you go into this deprivation mode. You go into this starvation mode. And so what we want to do is try to figure out ways to pull ourselves out of that so that we can pull fat off of our body permanently for good. Okay. First and foremost, you lose muscle and not fat when you weigh in on a scale if you're not eating enough food. So if you are so married to the scale, and you are cutting calories, for every little bit of muscle that you're losing, you're actually losing your metabolism. Each little piece of muscle that goes bye-bye metabolism. We want our metabolism. Your body needs protein to maintain muscle. So what do you think we should focus on first? Protein. So if you are under eating, it starts breaking down your own muscle for energy, okay? So if you can imagine that you have this little bucket of you, this little bucket is you. And you have this constant little drip of glucose that is happening in this bucket. And your body will fight to make sure that this is happening at all times. It's going to make sure that you have that little drip constantly, no matter if you've eaten or not eaten. And the way that it does that is it steals from your muscle. Okay? So that drip will happen. Period. End of story. And if it has to steal from your muscle, you lose that muscle and it's going to put you into fat storage. So a less of muscle, less muscle on your body equals a slower metabolism. Slower metabolism equals fewer calories burnt. So if you have more muscle, just sitting here, you and I having a conversation, you're going to burn an extra 500 calories just sitting here, just because you have more muscle. So muscle is really critical. Muscle burns calories even when you're sleeping, y'all. It's really important to have. The less you have, the fewer calories you burn. And I'm not talking like ripped up, you know, bodybuilder, even though I choreograph bodybuilders, I know how they eat, I know how much they eat, I know how much focus it takes and all the different stuff, but I'm not talking that. I'm talking just basic, let's put 10 pounds of muscle on you. With an extra 10 pounds of muscle, your body will efficiently burn 500 calories at rest, sitting here chatting with me. Make sense? You also become more efficient at storing fat when you are not eating enough food. What do I mean by that? Your body's smart. It thinks there's a famine. It thinks that you're starving it. It's going to hold on to fat as an energy reserve. Your body will always prioritize storing fat and use muscle for energy instead if you constantly have taught it that starving is a way of life. So this is why the scale may drop, but your body composition actually gets worse, aka a skinny fat look or a fat belly first and then fat storing everywhere else as well, right? The other thing that happens is your metabolism slows down. We've talked about that, but what does that actually look like? Think of your metabolism like a fire, okay? So if it stops burning, what do? We add fuel, right? We add wood. We add things to the fire. Otherwise, it burns out and it's gone. Your body adapts by burning fewer calories to survive because that's the fuel that we've added to our own fire. Make sense? So if you eat 1,200 calories for months, your body adjusts to only needing 1,200 calories. So the moment you eat more, boom, weight gain, right? Once you hit that, like, I can't help it, I've got to go in the kitchen and eat whatever I can get my hands on. We've all been there, where it's just you've starved yourself for so long. The body doesn't actually give you a trigger for the right foods. It just gives you a trigger for food. Okay, marshmallows and potato chips. Those sound good together. Let's eat that, right? That's what happens. And we just sit there and eat the whole bag. And then we look down and be like, oh my God, what just happened to me? I don't even know what happened, right? So that's what you were training your body to do. Your body responds. It's a machine. It responds to the training that you give it. Just like a car. If you give the car fuel, it knows it can go. If you don't give it fuel, it stops going. It's the same thing. So that's just one of the aspects. When you're a woman over 40, which is whom I primarily coach, your hormones go haywire when you don't eat enough food. Cortisol is already something that's really prominent in our world because of the imbalance of hormones happening and kind of the structure of things that are happening inside of our system anyway. But if you starve it, cortisol increases, making it harder to burn fat. Cortisol stores fat because it is a survival mode. It is that fight or flight mode that your body gets into when it's terrified. It's great when you need to pick up a car off of a kid, but it's not great when you just are doing your day-to-day stuff and needing to not be storing fat, right? We don't want it running 24/7. Leptin is a really important hormone in your body that causes your body to say, I'm quite full. But if you don't eat food, that drops way down, way down. And so you're always going to feel hungry because the body needs you to feel hungry. Why? Because you're telling it you're in a famine and it needs to store fat. So it's doing exactly what you've trained it to do. So the other one is ghrelin. Ghrelin, your hunger hormone, skyrockets. So you have this imbalance of the leptin drop and the ghrelin jumping way up. And it makes your cravings very intense. And that's why you can be like marshmallows, meat, potato chips. Right? That's what happens to us. So this is why so many women and honestly men struggle with binge eating after long periods of dieting. Because dieting is deprivation. Dieting is, you know, taking your body to a level that it never should have been at. And now your body is fighting back. That's what happens with binging. So if eating isn't the answer, or eating less, sorry, isn't the answer, what is the answer? I'm so glad you asked that. I'm going to tell you. We want to eat enough calories to support your body, okay? Quite frankly, that is going to be different for each person. But if you will go to tdeecalculator.net and you type in your weight, never choose that you are sedentary unless you are sleeping all day. Most everybody is at least moderately active. Find out what calorie intake you should have for your height and weight. And then you're going to deficit just a little, like 100 calories, maybe 150 calories from that. And that is where you will start to lose real weight. You will lose fat because your body's getting enough nutrition to feed muscle, store muscle, and feel good. So it's almost called what would be considered reverse dieting. It's the opposite of how we've been taught, especially Generation X. We're taught, you know, eat a shake for breakfast, a shake for lunch, and have a sensible dinner, and you're going to lose weight, right? That's not actually the case. So you want to slowly work on decreasing your calories because as you increase your calories, you speed up your metabolism. Focus on high-quality foods, you guys. Don't be, you know, picking up macaroni and cheese in a can. You want to make sure that you are getting, like, an actual piece of chicken or an actual piece of fish. You want to eat, you know, vegetables, fruits, all these different things. But prioritize protein. Protein is key. Protein is so critical because when women come into my program, I'll be like, how much protein do you eat on a daily basis? The first answer generally is, I don't know. The second answer is this or this. And I'm like, that's about 25 grams of protein. And I'm talking to a woman who weighs over 300 pounds. So at 300 pounds, in order to maintain where she's at, she would need to eat 300 grams of protein, which is a lot of protein, right? That's bodybuilder level 101 right there. But if you are just eating, if she needs to weigh 150 pounds, she just needs to eat a gram of protein per pound of her body weight. So she needs to eat a minimum of 150 grams of protein. That's way more than 25, which is what she was eating when she first started with me. Now, protein's dense. It takes a long, long time to digest. It's a lot harder to break down for the body, and it's a lot more efficient for everything that it needs to do. So when you eat protein, you feel fuller longer. You feel a lot better, but you feel fuller longer. So it helps us preserve muscle mass. It helps us boost our metabolism, and it burns more calories during digestion because it does take longer to break down. So if you feel like you're snacky all day, you are likely not getting enough protein, just quite frankly. So you want to feel full and satisfied so that you're not snacking all day. So aim for that 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight that you want to weigh. So if you want to weigh 180 pounds, you're eating 180 grams of protein. That's what I want you to do. Women are really resistant to lifting weights. Men are too, sometimes too. But for the most part, women are very resistant to lifting weights. But it's a very necessary step in losing weight, honestly. Because women are like, I'm so scared to get bulky. And you can't get bulky. Even if you really wanted to, you would have to really focus and take, you know, testosterone. It's not going to happen. When I tell a woman to pick up a 10-pound dumbbell, they're like, but I don't want to get bulky. Well, you know, you're picking up grocery bags out of your car. It weighs way more than 10 pounds. Gallon of milk, come on. The stuff that we pick up, you have to have some grip strength. That is the first thing that leaves people. And did you know that is one of the signs that your heart is getting weaker? So if your grip strength is getting weaker, you need to lift weights because we need to make sure that we are getting strong and we're getting strong throughout our entire body. I saw this video recently and I cannot remember who the author of it was, who made this reel, but he was showing where women have to be able to pick up a minimum of at least 75 pounds and be able to walk across the room with it. And how many of you can do that? Just be honest. How many of you can actually do that? Like pick up 75 pounds, walk all the way across your whole front yard and back. It's called a farmer carry. And that is a sign, that is something you need to work on. That is a sign that the rest of you is that weak as well. So our grip strength is really important. The secret to burning fat while eating more, strength training, period, end of story. Lifting weights helps us rebuild muscle loss so that you can burn more calories, but it also helps you feel more energy. The more muscle you have, the higher metabolism you have. The higher your metabolism is, the more energy you have. The better you can do at pretty much everything that you want to do in your life, you're going to do way better if you have a higher metabolism. Stop obsessing over cardio. Walking is great. Walking is great. Walking plus strength training, BFF for a woman over 40 trying to lose weight. It's way more effective and it doesn't take as much time as focusing on cardio. If you are doing so much cardio, you're actually burning calories, which is coming from glycogen, which is coming from muscle. We are not trying to take muscle off our body. We're trying to add muscle to our body. So at the most, you want to do maybe 2 to 3 sessions of cardio per week, 20 to 30 minutes tops. So if you're taking a 45-minute cardio class, you need to stop, step out after about 20 minutes and be like, my coach said to do that on the podcast. That's what she told you to do. That's what I want you to do, okay? The other thing is you have to be patient. It took you this many years to get, you know, however many. Most of the women that I get are in their 50s, no joke, because that's post-menopause. They are really dealing with all the weight gain that came from all the hormones and all the different things. They don't know how to eat to support that season of life. Heck, I didn't know how to eat to support. I had to walk through weight gain as well during that season. But it takes time to heal your metabolism. That is not something that happens overnight. And if you're thinking that it's gonna, you just need to go have a self-talk in the room and be like, this is not gonna happen overnight and it's fine. That's what I need you to do, okay? So you might see the scale go up before it goes down. Be okay with that. The scale is not something we're married to. We're done with ultra slim fast way of thinking. That is not how we think anymore. We are looking at the fact that this is muscle and not fat. A pound of muscle will fit in my hand. A pound of fat fits in two. So that's going to actually make the scale go up before this completely disappears. It really is. Not a lot, but it's going to go do-do-do-do-do. It's like watching the stock market. It's never going to be perfectly straight down or up. It just never is. So once you start fueling your body properly, everything changes. You are going to have more energy. You are going to have fewer cravings. And you are finally going to start seeing real results and lasting fat loss that's sustainable over time. If this episode hits home for you guys, I want to make sure that you know that I am here for you. If you've been stuck in this eat less, lose less cycle, I want to help you. And here's how I can help you. You can find me on Instagram, Donya Powers EC, and on TikTok, Donya Powers EC. You can also find me on YouTube, Donya Powers Empowered Coaching, and you can find me on Facebook as Donya Powers. And I'd love to chat with you. Just DM me the word metabolism. I'll know that you watched this episode and we can chat about how to eat more and lose fat for good. You can also join my free Facebook group, which is the first pinned comment on my Facebook page, and I would love to help offer you some more tips and support. So if you found this helpful, share it with a friend, and I would love to connect with you. I would love to connect with you. Until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe, and until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.